Today is Thursday, November 4th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm supposed to be getting my bread today. You know, I don't listen, and I'm admitting this live on the air, I don't listen to Little Fatty Cast. And I heard that Fatty said that he has now subscribed to the same bread service as me. And now I want to go back and listen to Little Fatty Cast because I want to know, did he do it because I mentioned it? Or is it just a coincidence that both of us heard about the same bread service at almost exactly the same time? Also, I feel like Fatty is a fairly frugal individual. And so I have a hard time seeing him purchasing a subscription bread service because it's not overly expensive for what you get. If you were going to a bakery and buying all those things, you know, it would be similarly priced. But he won't even pay for text messages on his phone. So I was really surprised, but apparently both of us are getting the, so now if you guys listen to either Big Fatty Online or Little Fatty Cast, maybe you'll get a review from Big Fatty on what he thinks of the bread service. But mine's coming in today, and in honor of that, I may make some spaghetti tonight and either use the croissants or there's a couple of different types of bread that's in the box. So I might make some garlic toast or something to go with it to inaugurate my bread box or whatever. Inaugurate, that's probably the wrong word. But anyway, commemorate the arrival of my bread box. The Christmas light folks came today and they put up our Christmas lights. So we're all ready for the Christmas season. And I don't know whether we're going to turn them on, although several houses in our area have started turning their lights on already. And so I feel like, you know, if other people have already done it, it's probably okay for us to do it as well. I'm not really sure, but you know, why not base it on what other people do? You know, if other people have already done it, we're not going to get judged. Although we do still have our Halloween pumpkins out. I think I forgot to mention we carved pumpkins and put them out, but they were only out for a couple of days. They're still out because I wanted to get my money's worth out of them, even though Halloween is already gone, you know, past us. So I'm going to go ahead and read another question or two out of this book. First of all, there's some nonsense being talked about me on Twitter because of the whole Kathy Bacon story yesterday. I just am going to defend my honor and say I am a wonderful human being, and I was saddened to know that I'm not one of Kathy Bacon's real friends, but you know, any trash talk that's being done about me is not to be believed. That's all I've got to say. But I'm going to read a question or two from my book, and we're going to talk about that. So here's another question. What's one of your nicknames? What do you prefer to be called? So I think we all know what I prefer to be called. I prefer to be called Adam, and I don't really have any nicknames now. And I've never been, you know, when I was growing up in the South, it was a common thing, mostly among straight people, I want to say straight guys, to call their friends, their male friends, by their last name. So, for instance, my brother, all of his friends would call him Burns, because that's my last name. And he would call them by their last names as well. And it seemed to be a thing. Like all of the guys in my junior high and high school, and I can't speak for the entire South, but I assume this must be something that is done in other Southern locations, was to call them by their last name. I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what tradition it is. No one ever called me by my last name. Maybe it's because I'm gay. I don't know. I don't know what stipulations you have to have for people to, you know, for your male friends to call you by your last name. But so I didn't really ever have any nicknames. My brother went by his last name with all of his friends. And I think he still does. I think, you know, and a lot of them are still in the same town because they're all afraid of change. And they just live in this tiny little town that we grew up in. And they've lived their whole lives there and they don't get out. I don't know. I judge. So anyway, but when I was in governor's school, which the summer between my 11th and 12th grade years, I went to this thing called governor's school, which was this gifted and talented thing that you had to apply. You had to audition. You had to have letters of recommendation for people and all that kind of stuff. But it was on a college campus. And you would go, I don't remember how long it was. It was either a month or 2 months. I can't remember exactly how long it was, but it was quite a few weeks, maybe 6 weeks. I don't know. And I think it was originally set up by former President Bill Clinton because he was the governor of Arkansas way back in the day. And so anyway, I auditioned and they had music, they had English, they had acting, they had all these different areas that you could specialize in. And so I went for trumpet. They had an orchestra. And I had never had a nickname, but I'm kind of in my first pre-college experience, which I loved it so much. Because in high school, I couldn't really be myself. You know, I was around all these conservative people and, you know, there was a little bit of weirdness that happened. I'm not going to go into that, but I did not like my roommate. I'll just say that my roommate scared me and he and I did not get along at all. It got worked out eventually, but it was quite a thing for a while. And so anyway, I got this first experience of like what college would be like. And I got to hang out with all friends that were like me and musicians and creative people and, you know, all that kind of, I mean, it was so fun. It was so fun. And for whatever reason, there was this girl that I really started hanging out with a lot. And she was in my little group of, you know, friends. And for whatever reason, I don't know why. And she didn't know why either. There was no rhyme or reason for this at all. But for whatever reason, she started calling me, I don't even want to say this. She started calling me Nubby. Like N-U-B-B-Y, Nubby. I don't know why. I mean, I'm short, but that doesn't even seem like a very positive thing to call someone Nubby. And it reminded me of my brother because he chopped off his fingers with his chainsaw on one hand. He was, don't ever oil your motorcycle chain while the motorcycle is running. He did that at one. He tried that at one point and it went into gear while he was oiling the chain and chopped off his fingertips on one hand. Anyway, so I could see him being called Nubby, right? Because he's missing fingertips on one hand. I have full fingers on all of my hands. You know, I'm whatever. So yeah, that was one of my, in fact, I think the only nickname I've ever had my entire life is Nubby. That's it. I don't want anyone to call me that, by the way. I know people are going to start calling me that, but don't. I'm just being very open and honest. I won't answer to that name. But, I think Fatty calls me Old Crooked Hat. So maybe that's a nickname as well. I much prefer that one to Nubby. But anyway, during governor's school, the whole, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 weeks, however long we were there, that's what people would call me. And we had these little name badges. And they gave us stickers so that we could decorate our name badges. And she took my name badge and wrote Nubby with these sticky letters on my name badge. But I felt loved because I had a nickname. And I think the thing about having a nickname is you feel loved. If people give you a nickname, it feels like you're part of the club, you know? So tonight, like I said, my bread box is coming in, so I think I'm going to make spaghetti, and if it comes. And then I guess we'll turn on our Christmas lights for the first time and see what those look like. But I'm also recording an episode of Three's a Crowd with Daniel and Scott. Auntie Scott, for those of you who don't know his real name. Scott. I'm on a first name basis with him, so, you know. But we're going to do that, and then I'm going to cook, and Mark and I are going to eat, and that's pretty much going to be our evening is already planned. And then our weekend is going to be so full. We have Eternals. We have a football game. We're going hiking. It's going to be a really full weekend. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.